This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Well, we come down to another Friday, and we come to the end of the week, and we've been bringing you these studies all the week on the total depravity of the human heart. In our last study we saw there, the total depravity, the Bible says in Isaiah 48, "Yea, thou heardest not, thou knewest not, from the time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou would deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb." Here is a clear statement of man's totally depraved condition. He's called a transgressor from the womb, one who had his own way, wants his own way, walked in his own opinion day and night, 24/7. That's what man does. Oh, we may be morally clean. That's good. That's what we ought to be. We ought to be. We ought to live a clean life. We ought to be. Shame on you for not doing that. But my friend, that doesn't fit you for heaven. That doesn't prepare you for heaven. No, I've often made the statement that every child born of a woman is by nature a child of Satan or a little devil. Satan is the prince and power of the air here, my friend. But listen, every baby born into this world is a son of Satan, according to John 8:44. You love the verse, you love the book of John. Go there and read the 8th verse and 8th chapter and the 44th verse. Ye, read it like this. I am of your father a devil, and the lust of the father, your father, you will do. Don't get mad with the Old Trailblazer. I love your soul, my friend. But this is God's word. He said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Do you ever think about it like this? If you're married to an unsaved woman, my friend, that Satan is your father-in-law? That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Let's put it like this. If you married to an unsaved man, Satan is your father-in-law? That's right. That's right. Yeah, and you can't deny it. But listen. Then salvation, according to Colossians 1, is the translation of a sinner from the son of Satan to a child of God. Oh, I believe in that kind of translation. Salvation, listen to this statement, is a deliverance from the power of Satan. Oh, did you know the word salvation means literally deliverance? Deliverance. You've been delivered. You've been delivered. I like that song said, "I've been set free. My sins are gone. I've been set free." Oh, but listen. Salvation is a deliverance from the power of Satan. That's according to 2 Timothy 2. The foolishness of any man trying to deliver a poor lost soul, a child of Satan, from the clutches and power of darkness and the dominion of sin. Let me ask you something, sinner. You tell me you want to be saved. You know a prayer that you can pray the Lord will answer? Lord, restrain Satan. Take Satan's clutches off of me. Bar Satan from keeping me from coming to Christ. Satan will do everything in this world, my friend, to keep you from coming to Christ. He is the prince and power of the air. He can manipulate your mind. He can manipulate your heart. He can manipulate everything that affects you. You drive down the highway now, the interstate, beautiful highway, landscaped beautifully, and you come up on those big old billboards advertising the casinos where they have the beautiful women and all of those things. Satan's taking your attention. Turn here to go to the casinos. Turn there to go to this casinos. Oh, and my friend, and they're wrecking the world. They're wrecking the world. I've been over there close to where those things are, and I saw those tour buses unloading there one day, people in wheelchairs and crutches going in there to those casinos and to pull those handles on those slot machines. Poor old soul. Pick them up at a nursing home, my friend. You talk about hurting someone's heart. It's to see an old soul who's nearing death, getting out their last dollar and their last breath, pulling the slot machine handle. Oh, but my friend, man can only be delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit of God through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord God of heaven has ordained, made possible, that by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe, according to 1 Corinthians 1. I can't save you. I can't give you an invitation to shake my hand, you be saved. I can't do that. I can't give you an invitation to join this church. I hear folks say, well, the doors of the church are open now. You don't have the privilege to open the doors of the church. No, sir. The only salvation that's possible is coming to Christ as a poor old decrepit lost sinner, pleading the blood. Lord, save me. Lord, wash me. You said, what is that? What do you mean, Trailblazer, by the blood? Christ Jesus, our Lord, went to the cross, ordained to go to the cross, bled there on the cross, shed every drop of his blood to save you and me if we'd come to him. They'd be washed in the blood. Salvation is by power and by blood. That's the reason I tell you to write here and get one of those old CDs of ours, a choir singing those old blood songs, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is that flow. Don't make fun of the blood, my friend. Did you know there's no salvation apart from the blood? When the Hebrew children were delivered from Egypt, had they not put the blood on the doorpost, the Lord would not have passed by that door and saved them. No, sir. He said, told Moses, said, have the people to sprinkle this blood. It was the blood of the sacrificial lamb, depicting the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ who was to come. All of those sacrifices back there in those days, they only looked forward to the day when Christ would come and shed his precious blood, my friend, every drop of his precious blood. Oh, but my friend, he carried that blood back to heaven, to his heavenly Father, as an evidence that he had died and to save you. Have you ever pled the blood? Have you ever asked the Lord to save you? I just believe that our folks are wrapped up in this world, taken up with the world, steeped in sin so much that hardly anyone sees or cares about his soul. I don't see folks caring about their soul. You say, well, our churches are so full. Yeah, they're full. They're full. They're full of what? They're full of entertainment. They're full of movies on Sunday night. They're full of plays and all those things. Easter time coming up, they'll have the crucifix and all of those things. I've seen locally where a church here has a man hung on a cross up in the balcony or the upper part of the church, and at a certain time they let him down with a rope, and there he is hanging on the cross, got ketchup smeared on his hands and his brow, and they charge to get in to see that thing, my friend, and they call that preaching. That's not preaching. That's abomination. That's abomination, my friend. Christ died there to save folks who are wrapped up in that kind of stuff, ignorant of God's word. Did you know that the Lord will save you if you call on him? It's not an entertainment. Oh, I see all these churches now have movies on Sunday night. They have the passion play. They have those things. And then the pastor, I see in the paper where the pastor of such and such a church retired. He become 65. He retired. The Lord, I never saw in God's word where he commissioned anybody to retire. No, we have a philosophy here that you burn out. You don't rust out. No, Trailblazer don't rust out. We burn out. When we burn out, the Lord takes us on to heaven. And Lord, as long as I'm able, well, I know some folks say, well, I wish the old fool would go ahead and get out. Well, if the Lord tells me to do that, I'll do that. But my friend, as long as the Lord gives me breath and keep my mind just halfway decent to where I can think, to where I can see, and to where I can tell you the truth. Oh, my friend, to tell you the truth, and that is that man is a sinner by God's word, and that Christ died for sinner, and that's by God's word, and that we love sin more than we do anything else because a man's thoughts are evil and we're depraved according to God's word. It's all according to God's word. We only bring you thus saith the Lord. And folks don't want to hear it. They turn the radio off and go on outside and dig taters or something. But my friend, don't do that. Don't do that. Ask the Lord for the old Trailblazer that I might be true to your soul. The only motive that I have in my life, rest of my life, what little bit I got left, is to be true to your soul. To your soul, to your children's soul, and that you might come to see that you need, what do you need? You need to get honest with the Lord. I know there's not many folks want to be saved. I know that. I see the masses of humanity, my friend, living and doing everything in the world. The world has gone pleasure mad. The world's gone sports-minded mad. The world has gone pornography mad, computer mad. But, my friend, the God's Word says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It's going to die. Did you know you're going to die? I ask folks all the time, and I'm not very popular. You know that. I say, what's going to happen to you when you're going to die? Well, I'm just going to hell with my friends. Well, let me tell you something. There won't be no hell. Won't be no friends in hell. No, no. I see these billboards on the road where a bunch of guys sitting around a campfire by the river drinking beer, and they said, it can't get no better than this. But I tell you what, it'd get a lot worse than that. Oh, my friend. Hey, it's not worth it. The life's not worth going to hell over. Do you know of anything that you could aspire to have or to be that's worth sending your soul to eternity in hell, to where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not? Think with me, my friend. Just think with me. Don't stick your head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich. Don't do that. Don't deny the gospel. Don't deny that you need a Savior. Don't deny you need a substitute. Turn to the Lord. The Lord said he waits to be gracious. He says he has plenteous mercy. But listen, there comes a coming down, my friend. Oh, that pride and that lust and that sinfulness and all of those things. The Lord doesn't save you in those things. He saves you from them. And he makes you a new creature in Christ, one that longs after the Lord, one that likes the milk of the Word, the breast of the Word. Oh, my friend, listen, it's gracious to know the Lord. Would you just think about your soul? Would you do that and then write me and let me hear from you? It matters not to me if you cuss the old trailblazer. If you get pleasure out of that, go ahead and do it. But it won't get you anything. No, it won't. It won't help you. No, it won't even do you any good. But my friend, I don't do you that way. I pray for you. I pray for that unknown group out there who throw off on the old trailblazer, make fun of me. But I tell you what, the Lord give me grace to do that. And I want you to remember my mailing address if you'd like to mail me. Help me with this little old broadcast. Radio Missions, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number, air code 225-664-8658. Remember, the old trailblazer loves you. Pray for me. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.